If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Those dirty, dirty, dirty birds, welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. You there, me here, as we bump and grind coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and breathtakingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the whistle as we play through the whistle. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. The great artist Ostrich Ant likes that number. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And if you think I'm going to waste any valuable airtime in a Maller monologue about pro bouncy ball, you are a loser. As much as I would love to sit here and barbecue the Lakers, that's not what I'm going to do. No, no, no. This is red meat. Big ratings, my man. Play the hits, my man. All right, our lead this... I'll do it, boss. Our lead this hour coming from the draft. We continue our... It's going to go all night. In-depth team coverage. Burning the midnight oil. The biggest head-scratcher of the NFL draft, because controversy sells. The thing that wasn't supposed to happen at the time it wasn't supposed to happen. We'll get cracking on this from the draft in Detroit, although this came via Atlanta. And if you were not watching because you don't find the reading of random names compelling television, I get it. It's not the greatest presentation in the world, but I was watching. And I did flip over to the NBA games, but I had a lot of time between picks, and I didn't really care what those yahoos had to say, given the commentary. But months after, get to the point, months after the Atlanta football team handed over giant bags of money to Kirk Cousins. I'm talking $180 million four-year contract to Kirk Cousins. The Falcons said, you know what? We want to double our pleasure, double our fun in the quarterback room. And with a top 10 pick, they select from the University of Washington, Michael Penix Jr. OMG! OMG! Everyone's talking about this. Everyone's got an opinion on this. So let us discuss. After the move to get Cousins, the fact that the Falcons used draft capital, a first-round pick in the top 10, to take Michael Penix Jr., make it make sense. So I've got Corso, Tenderloin, and Three Stooges. And we will combine all of these things together, and we will wax lyrical in your eardrums. So first of all, Kirk Cousins, welcome to Dixie. Welcome to the Falcons, right? Mixed messages from the ATL. Adding Kirk Cousins is a green light move. When you get Cousins from the Vikings, he's in his late 30s. I know he's coming off an injury, but you're going for it. That's a signal to the football gods that, hey, we want to have a shot at the wide-open NFC. We're tired of being mediocre. The Falcons, for a moment, were back at the grown-ups table, right? They had a seat at the grown-ups table. They weren't sitting at the kiddie table in the NFL anymore. And then, abracadabra, they had to remind everyone, as Lee Corso famously will say, not so fast, my friends, on the Falcons. Because you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself, as the Falcon brass punching Kirk Cousins right in the solar plexus. A vote of no confidence. I don't care how they try to spin this in Georgia. It is a vote of no confidence in Kirk Cousins. If Cousins is that broken down, why'd you sign him, dummies? Why'd you sign him, morons? It is a dead giveaway. It is a dead giveaway. They don't think Cousins is long for the road in Atlanta. And rather than fortify the roster, again, green light, go, we're trying to win the NFC, add a defensive player, add a player at another position of need. No, no, no. You pull a crazy Ivan. You make a radical change in direction. And don't misdrew. This is, I'm not saying that I don't like Michael Penix Jr. I like the player. I found him to be the top quarterback. I was on our affiliate in Kansas City yesterday on their morning show with my friend Bob, and they asked me, well, who do you like? Which quarterback do you like? And of course, I hate all of them, but the one I liked was Michael Penix Jr. I found him a joy to watch back when they used to have this conference called the Pac-12, and he played in Washington. But for Atlanta to take him is just dumb. It's not like he's some guy that played only a couple years of college football. Penix is one of the older players in the draft, and you're just going to let him sit there and rot on the bench for a couple years holding the clipboard and watching Cousins play. You do that for somebody you don't think can play. Penix can play. You learn by playing. You don't learn by holding a clipboard. All right, now secondly, speaking of drama-o-rama, we head to Gotham. The Giants did not select a quarterback. Many people thought they would. There were many a gigabyte that was used to tell you that the Giants wanted to get a quarterback. They had their pick. They had a chance to draft one. And they said, swing and a miss. They instead took a LSU wide receiver. They've done that before. Malik Nabers, good name. Good name, Malik Nabers, number 6 overall pick. Now, since they passed on the quarterback, does this show the Giants now believe in Daniel Jones? The fact that they didn't pick a quarterback, there were a couple on the board at that point. There were 3 quarterbacks on the board at that point. They didn't take one. So I am shaking my head no, and I will actually praise the rotund coach or the Giants, because I got to think this was his call. Unlike his colleagues, Brian Daboll actually had the brains to decide that he did not want to draft the quarterback because he wasn't all horny for any of the quarterbacks that were on the board. Clearly, the Giants didn't like the remaining quarterbacks. If they did, they would have taken one of them. Regardless of that, this does not change the status of Danny Dimes. And he's still residing in the tenderloin district of NFL quarterbacks. He's got 1 foot in the doghouse. And from what I've read, because of the way the contract is built, and you got to look ahead, not just 2024, but 2025, there's a lot of guaranteed money in 2025. So this is a rerun of what we saw in Denver with Russell Wilson. The Giants, should they blow, which they likely will, Daniel Jones is in danger of getting hemorrhoids on the bench late in the year. If he even makes it there, he often gets hurt if they turn to the dark side. All right, final thought. We go to Colorado. And speaking of Russell Wilson, he was decommissioned. He was decommissioned by the Denver football team, and the Broncos have selected another quarterback, Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, with the number 12 overall pick. So let's do a little Maller math. There's a theme. With the 12th pick in the draft, the Broncos took the sixth quarterback off the board, Bo Nix. Is Coach Sean Payton a genius or is he clueless? So the arrow is pointing towards Sean Payton eating crayons. I mean, wowzers here. If you wanted Bo Nix, you could have gotten Bo Nix in the second round. You didn't have to take him with the 12th overall pick. Tell me you're desperate without telling me you're desperate. And there's good reason to be desperate. I'm not discounting that, but it doesn't change the fact you're desperate. And the reason the Broncos did this, I blame the three stooges. Zach Wilson, Jared Stidham, and Ben DiNucci. That's the quarterback room in Denver. And the fact that they spent the 12th pick on a guy that was projected as a second-round pick, a byproduct of the three stooges. Now, if you look at the numbers, Bo Nix in a cocoon in Oregon was lights out, like a video game good. But he was a middling quarterback at Auburn. So who is the real Bo Nix? Was he the guy that lit the scoreboard up at Oregon, or was he the guy who was just kind of eh when he played in the Southeastern Conference? Is that more of a case of him playing against weaker defenses in the Pac-12, and that's why he was able to light it up? And this jabroni, I think he spent about a decade in college football. Some mind-boggling numbers on Bo Nix. He's 24, how long he played in the college game. But he does have a nice skill set. I'm not like, it's not like he's terrible. I mean, he's obviously not, doesn't suck. He's got a quick release. He's somewhat accurate. But the way that Oregon ran their offense, unless the Broncos are going to do the same thing, maybe they will, just a bunch of screens and run-pass options and the vertical throws. Just we call that the basic bitch offense. If you do that, fine. But he's undersized. He's got an average arm. And a couple of months back, he was projected as a second-round pick, and you took him with a 12th overall pick. Now, listen, the way it works, we all know how it works. If Bo Nix turns out to be good, then everyone will celebrate. Sean Payton's a genius. He's got the biggest balls in Denver. And if Bo Nix turns out to be a jag, just a guy, just a layperson at quarterback, this will be another mark against Sean Payton. He's the village idiot. He was put up on a pedestal by Drew Brees, and the guy is he's a dog with fleas. He's a dog with fleas.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Will they change the name to Lipstick City? Who knows? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, just adjacent, as we have sporting blood, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and wondrously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the catch of the day. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Big Lou, he's on number two. He's waiting for 10,000, though. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, back to the content machine we go in the Motor City. That is where the story of the hour is. The 89th edition of the entry draft from college to pro football. Roger Goodell, the ringleader of the circus. You saw this or not. We've talked a lot about it. We'll continue to talk about it. But have no fear. If you did not watch, we watched, so you would not have to. The Festivus of picks. You get a pick. You get a pick. You get a pick. Although some teams didn't have any picks because they traded out of the first round. But the festivities got started a little later than they were supposed to. The Chicago Bears were on the clock first. And they picked, as had been anticipated, USC quarterback Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick.
Number one.
Who saw that one coming? Everyone? Everyone? All right, so let's discuss. Now that it is in concrete, now that it is a done deal, how should the Bear fan feel about drafting Caleb Williams? I've got brown M&Ms, triangle, and Larry David. And we will put all of these things together and we will steal someone's thunder is what we're going to do from down under. Now, A, the draft is like a religious revival. We talked about this over the years, that it's a chance of renewal, renewed optimism, and you're all praying to the same football gods and all that. But you've got to have mixed emotions. In Chicago, I have no dog in the fight. I don't. Caleb Williams was the consensus top player. And if you read the scouting guides and you watch the tape, he's like, watch the tape, you watch YouTube highlights. By all accounts, he's a generational player. At least the skills are there to be a generational quarterback. And there are a few blind spots, right? He's got butterfingers, fumbles the ball a lot, careless with the football, which is a punch to the gut. Absolutely punched to the gut. And from what we have heard, the biggest issue is skepticism about dependability. And we won't know until he actually gets into the NFL. Is he, I love this term, a foxhole guy? See, I'm a foxhole guy because I'm on Fox. That makes me a foxhole guy. I'm in the foxhole. But we know he's got a big ego. He certainly qualifies as a diva, high maintenance guy. Think, the way I would describe it, the concern, we talked about him the other day on this show and the comparison to Prince. I think a better comparison would be Van Halen. And here's why, right? The Brown M&M story, I don't know if you've heard this or not. It's a famous story. It goes back many, many years. But back, way back, a couple generations ago, the very popular band Van Halen, and they infamously had a laundry list of demands. These bands, when they travel, they have a writer where there's certain things they need in their dressing room and whatnot. And they had a very long writer of all these things they wanted, and included the setup, the stage, the lighting, all that stuff, a lot of technical things. And there were some different food items that they wanted, but the one that was the wildest by far, and this is many years later, it is still talked about, is the boys over there at Van Halen, they had a line item request that they put a bowl of M&Ms, but no brown M&Ms. Now, this is back in the days before you could get different colored M&Ms. You know, back originally, you could only get whatever was in the bag. They had multiple colors and all that. So they said you had to take the brown one out, and so that meant somebody had to pick through it. But it was a diva move, right? And either way, Chicago, they certainly have fattened up the roster with players perceived to have great talent. Rome Odunze of Washington, a highly decorated wide receiver, and he was the other player they added in the first round at number 9. So certainly looks good when you look at a tablet and you look at the depth chart. We'll see if everything's okay when they actually start playing the games. It's great now because Odunze hasn't dropped any passes and Caleb Williams hasn't gone AWOL and fumbled the ball right to a Green Bay defender at Lambeau Field for a touchdown. All right, now, page 2. The Washington football team, they also have their next messiah, is Jalen Daniels going to turn the Commanders into at least an interesting watch. I'm not going to say good, because that's a bridge too far. But will Jalen Daniels be able to turn the Commanders into an interesting watch? I'm going to nod my head yes. If for no other reason, no other reason than the curiosity factor, which is pretty high on Daniels. Because you look at that tablet again, dynamic playmaker, dual threat quarterback. He was a savant at LSU. That's how you win the Heisman Trophy. However, you're not in Baton Rouge anymore when you're playing outside the Beltway there in the D.C. area over there in Maryland. The former Redskins will put Jalen Daniels into the triangle. Not the triangle offense, the Bermuda Triangle. When you play in Washington, that is where many a quarterback, I've been doing this job a long time, many a quarterback have been drafted high with amazing expectations and great resumes and all that, and they have gone into the Bermuda Triangle with all kinds of fanfare and have disappeared under very mysterious circumstances. And you want a fun fact? Fun fact! Fun fact! Here's my fun fact. This is an amazing factoid. The Washington Commanders / football team / Redskins are the only franchise to not have an 11-win season in the salary cap era. That goes back to 1994. They have not had an 11-win season, that franchise, in that period of time. That's an insane, insane stretch. Well, yeah, it was all Dan Snyder. Okay, all right, we'll find out. You got a new owner. I know. Magic Johnson's now one of your owners. And Jalen Daniels is walking into a fire hose. Good luck. All right, last word here. We'll stick with the upper part of the NFL draft because we are elitist in this Mallard monologue. North Carolina quarterback Drake May. He's now a Patriot. He'll soon be an ex-Patriot, but for right now, he's a Patriot. So Drake May said he was super pumped. That's a quote, super pumped. That's great. Super pumped to be selected by the New England football team with the number 3 overall pick in the draft on Thursday. Should the fan base be as excited? Should they be super pumped for Drake May? I'm going to quote one of my favorite comedic minds, Larry David. Remember when he did that crypto commercial for those scammers from FTX that stole everyone's money? Yeah. I don't think so when it comes to Drake May and the Patriot fan base being super pumped. I don't get this one. Like, I kind of like Jalen Daniels. I think he's a little too thin, and that's an issue, and he's going to get tossed around like a tin can in a hurricane, which is a problem. But with Drake May, I don't see it. It's a mayday situation. The report card on Drake May is he has bad footwork, inconsistent decision-making, bad vision, pocket panic, and he's been compared on the low end to Kenny Pickett. That ain't good. And on the high end, Jared Goff. But Jared Goff's fine most of the time, but in high-pressure situations, he urinates down his leg. It's a problem. We will find out. I will give Drake May about a year, maybe a little less than that, maybe a month. Seeing is believing. I do not expect much from Drake May. I don't. He's another one of these guys that if you have a loaded team, he's fine. He doesn't look like the kind of guy that's going to elevate players. And the Patriots, we'll see what they do the rest of the weekend, but they don't have a lot of valuable players. They got a lot of lemons. You won't get a lemon. You got a lot of lemons. It's not you won't get a lemon. It's you won't get anything but a lemon on that Patriot roster, which is problematic if you have a guy that doesn't elevate players around him.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
To the third degree.
Here we go.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Alu.
Ben, one of the big three co-founders believes that Caitlin Clark's agents withheld a lucrative offer from the league
to the former Iowa star. The offer would have allowed her to still play in the WNBA and would have been worth at least $5 million a year. He went on to suggest that there's a anti-competitive behavior involving the NBA / WNBA towards the Big Three. Ben, do you think there's some shadiness going on?
No, not to the degree it's like that, you know, lions don't mingle with sheep, that line, right? And the NBA is way ahead of the Big Three. What I do think happened, this is what I've heard, is the people at Nike, no one buys anything that has WNBA logo on it. It doesn't sell anything, right? It's just crap. Nobody wants it. It goes right to a landfill. So they think that Caitlin Clark will be the key to unlock the WNBA merchandise. They didn't want her futzing around with the Big Three. So from what I've heard, it was Nike. From what I understand, it was Nike. It wasn't even the NBA that said no. They said, if you want the $28 million deal with Nike, don't mess around with the Big Three. Next!
All right, Ben, of the eight NBA playoff series going on, only three of them are tied up. Do you think any of the current series make it to a Game 7?
Yeah, I think the Clippers are tied up with the Mavericks. I think that'll go 7. They should beat the Bucks in less than that, but I think they'll go 7. Cleveland, the way they got run off the court by Orlando, that'll go 7. So yeah, I think we'll see at least 3 7 game series. Next,
wow.
McVay.
All right. Video went viral yesterday of 51-year-old Manny Ramirez taking batting practice. He looked pretty good. Do you like the idea of an old timer home run derby during All-Star weekend?
No, not during All-Star weekend, but when I was a kid, they had traveling old-timers games, but I think they stopped it because guys were having medical problems. But sure, once in a while, why not? How did we do, Koopaloop?
You passed this edition.
That's a win! Woo!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's just get to the jokes. Here we go. I don't want to do it. Go. Hit the button. Here we go.
Knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
It is Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Every single week at this time, we cannot afford an S, so it's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week. But it is many, many jokes. If you would like to contribute, if you're funny, if you know how to write jokes, we do Q&A jokes. That's the kind of joke that works on the show. If you'd like to send a joke in, send it care of BenMallerShow@gmail.com.
Ben, did I miss you making the announcement from
what's that?
Matt, the Warrior Raiders fan?
No, I don't think
I did not see
it.
The announcement. No,
Weedman is out. Yeah.
He's out?
Jail, yeah.
Oh, my God. Weedman. Is he called in?
No.
No, I don't think so. No.
He's out.
There's the phone's ringing right now.
Okay, but, I mean, see if that's Weedman. Well, I didn't realize. I would have called him. I didn't realize. I don't know if his phone's back on. He was in jail for like 2 months.
Call him after the break.
Okay, I'll call him.
Or during the break.
I'll call him. Well, during the break. All right, here we go. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Did you hear that Lizzo is now willing to try fasting, Eddie?
I did not hear that, no.
Yes, as long as there's fast food, she's down there.
That's pretty sure Surfer, she's tried that already.
Surfer Todd, the comedian. Oh, my God, Weedman! You're free! Weedman! You're free, Weedman!
I called at 3:15. I've been on hold since 3:15.
All right. Well, I
want to tell you I love you. I want to tell you I missed you.
Yeah, we miss you, Weedman.
Dead.
He sounds pretty good, actually.
I'd rather be dead than be in jail.
No, I know. Well, listen, it's stupid they put you in jail for as long as they did, Weedman.
That's the longest I was ever in jail for trespassing, and I wasn't even trespassing.
I know.
You gotta be joking.
Why did they keep you for so long?
Because I had 2 warrants also for trespassing. Oh, God.
Well, we were very worried about you. I was like, can I call you? I didn't know if I was able to call you, if you were going to get phone calls.
You should worry about me. Jail sucks. I'm with these Spanish people. I'm with this little Spanish guy. He's on the bed next to me. He's this fat, tiny, dwarf little guy.
Okay.
He block my view of the television every day.
Oh, no, you blocked your view of the TV.
Sounds like hell,
bad.
Yeah.
Man, I missed you. I missed you so bad.
All right, look, calm down. I'm happy you're out, and don't try not to go back, all right?
I love you. I love you.
All right, all right.
Make him laugh, Ben. He's been in jail for 2 years.
It's the longest I was ever in jail. I was in jail for like 45 days.
Well, you'll be happy to know that we still bashed you every week on the show. In fact, we did like a weed man roast while you were early on, while you were in jail.
Hey,
so
I want you to know, before I went to jail, I listened to your show on podcast every single day and night, 24/7. Not for like 2 weeks. I listened to you and Danny G.
He's been in so long. Yeah,
you've been in
radio.
Jail for so long.
Nothing says freedom like saying that.
I listen 24/7.
Well, thank
to your
you.
Show.
I appreciate that. All right. Well,
I don't like any other show. You're better than.
Okay. Time. All right. All right. We got it. We love you. All right. All right. Listen. We're.
Is your
phone, Weed Man? I tried calling you when you didn't call for a couple weeks. Because I didn't know you were in jail, and your phone was shut off.
I was in jail. You looked it up.
Well, we did look it up because we were worried you might be dead. But we looked it up, and then did you change your number? Or do you have the same number you had before?
Yeah, no. It's a new number.
You're gonna have to give Coop the number. But hold on, you change it every time you go to jail. You get a new number. It's wild.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's your new phone. I don't even know the number.
Oh my god, you don't know the number yet again. No. You and all these none of the people that call the show know their number. It's wild. All right. Anyway, can we get back to the joke, Sweet Man? Can we get back?
I love you, Ben. I love you.
All right. Weed Man is free. We said no justice, no Weed Man, no justice, no peace, or whatever. Here we go.
Coop, you got married. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Coop wants a gift. What are you going to send him?
And we got a new tech producer, Lorena.
Yeah, we have a new producer. Lorena's on the show now.
Hey, here we go. I heard Lorraine. Lorraine, how are you?
Lorena. Yeah.
So we begin again. Hello.
All right, let's get to
Lorraine,
it.
How are you?
Lorena!
Wrong again, idiot.
Ben, somebody's stealing my Social Security money, man. Somebody's PayPaling themselves my Social Security money.
Oh, no. This gets even...
$1,000.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
$250 PayPal.
Okay, all right. I can't help you with that. Let's get to it, though, Weed Man. What band does Lizzo hate more than any other band?
I don't know.
Aerosmith.
That's random.
No, Thin Lizzy. Not a fan of Thin Lizzy there, Weed Man. That's what happens when Lizzo goes camping?
I don't know. I don't know
The bears hide their food. That's what happens. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. What do you call it when you pick up Lizzo hitchhiking?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hauling ass is what you call that's from Chip in Maine, who has sent us many delicious. Well, he sent us the cookies a couple weeks ago. Very good. What's the real reason Red Lobster is going out of business?
I don't know.
Lizzo eating endless shrimp, Eddie. That's from Noah.
That makes sense, actually.
Noah from Austin. I read that they lost like $11 million on their endless shrimp promotion.
No,
that's
no
great.
Way.
Guys like Weed Man, we're going in there and just going for it. What does Lizzo's pants have in common with the Lakers?
I don't know. What do they have in common?
They suck.
They both struggle to cover the spread. That's George and Uvalde.
That's funny. That's really funny.
All right, calm down. Well, Weed Man's in a good mood. I would be, too, if I was in jail for 2 months.
Oh,
all right.
God. Jail sucks.
All right. Well, I'm trying not to go. What are the two main ingredients for marijuana shortening?
Oh, Weed Man can answer that one, I'm sure.
Well, one part Lizzo, two parts Weed Man. One part that's Art Puffin sent that one. Why don't we pause? Let's pause for the cause. Coop, Try to get Weed Man's number as we pause for the cause here.
He doesn't know his number.
Weed Man, it should be easy to find your number. Coop will explain how you can find your number on the phone. But we'll get to the rest. There are a few jokes for Weed Man about Weed Man. We got a bunch of dad jokes as well, guys have sent in this week. So we will have the rest of Big Ben's lame jokes. Weed Man is free. Let there be freedom for Weed Man. He's back on the show. Big Ben's lame joke of the week continues.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
And we continue. Weed Man is free. He's out of jail in Miami. He's back on the show. How amazing is that? By the way, this portion of the show made possible by Express Pros. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find the location. That's ExpressPros.com. Hey, Weed Man, go to ExpressPros.com. We'll get your job, okay, buddy?
Man, I felt so bad about not being on the show. I felt
That's all
terrible.
Right. That's all right. I mean, you had a good excuse, Weed Man. You were incarcerated. Here we go. Why can't Weed Man Hippie stand the sound of applause anymore?
I think he should answer that.
Well, because Eddie, every night he gets his cheeks clapped in jail, so he's a little uncomfortable with that. why is Weed Man Hippie actually happy that he was in jail?
No.
Eddie was happy, according to John in Youngstown, because he enjoyed the footlongs. He thought those were pretty good there. See, he laughed, Eddie. He's got a sense of humor about this. How has Weed Man's famous catchphrase evolved since he's been in jail, Eddie?
I don't know how.
It's gone from Ben, I love you, to Ben Dover, I love you.
Did he laugh at that one?
I don't think so.
Now he is.
Oh, he's laughing. He laughs at everything. Now that Weed Man is eating more than ever in jail, why isn't he gaining any weight, Eddie?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, Surfer Todd, the comedian, sent this. In the punchline, Eddie, I don't think I can read it. It involves salads, Eddie, if you know.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing like that, man.
That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. We've met him. He's kind of like you, Weed Man. I've never met you in person, but I imagine if I met you, you're like Surfer Todd, the comedian.
No, he's a snappy dresser as well.
I really want to meet you. I got to come to California.
Oh, God. You can stay at Eddie's house.
We wouldn't even go a couple miles down the road in Miami. What are you talking about?
That's a fair point.
We tried to get Weed Man a house outside of Miami. I ain't leaving Miami.
No, but he could have met Coop.
Yeah, I went to Miami.
That's right. You could have met Coop.
But he didn't do it.
Hey, you know Gascon lives in Miami. You wanna stay with Gascon?
I like David Gascon.
No, you don't. If you met him, you wouldn't like him. All right, here we go.
That's true.
How did Coop pick up the cockroach?
I don't know how.
With a roach clip. That's how he did it. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. How does Jed Who Fled get his cocaine?
I don't know how.
He uses ExpressBlows.com, Eddie, is what he uses. That's Kurt from Earth. All right. I definitely know who's getting more votes than Brian Finley as fill-in host of the year, Eddie.
Oh, really? Who's that?
The cockroach in the studio is getting the votes, Eddie. That's Kurt. Weed Man, that's Kurt from Earth. Weed Man, we have an infestation of cockroaches here.
No way.
Yeah, we do, yeah. All right, why did Jed Who Fled cross the road?
I don't know why.
To get to the crack dealer, come on. Alex sent that one in. How many poppies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Only one. He holds the bulb while the world revolves around him. That's Hillbilly Mike who sent that one in. All right. How has Washington's NBA team decided to honor Angry Bill's retirement from calling the show?
How?
By making him a grand wizard, Eddie.
I think he already is.
That's Chip in the Q's. You remember when rapper Sean Combs had the court legally change his name to Puff Daddy and then later to P. Diddy?
Sure.
Really?
Now the court has changed his name to P. Did It. That's his new name. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Why does Jose Altuve own a large cat, Eddie?
Why?
Because he's a cheetah! A cheetah! That's some Dodger Dave. Did you know that Blair in Maine was the biggest mama's boy in third grade?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his mom would come to school and nurse him every day at lunchtime. So that's there you go. We got a bunch of dad jokes. What's the worst? Well, I don't know if this is a dad joke or not. What's the worst gift you can buy a millennial?
Well, I don't know what.
A label maker. They'll never use it because they don't like to put labels on things. What is the medical term for owning too many dogs?
What is it?
A roverdose.
I don't get it.
that was funnier than the punchline. That's from Ronald. Did you know dogs can't operate an MRI, Eddie?
I think I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, but CAT scan. All right, that's a J. Eddie, these are dad jokes, Eddie. Wait, yeah, come on.
That's funny.
Why should you never lie to an X-ray technician, Eddie?
Why not?
Because they can see right through you, Eddie. Come on. Did you hear Marcel in Brooklyn had a peekaboo accident while in the hospital?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was terrible. They sent him to the ICU is where they sent him, Eddie. All right, last one. What did Blair's left eye say to his right eye?
What?
Well, something smells. Yeah, there you go. All right, Weed Man, you're free, Weed Man. Figure out your number, Weed Man. I'll give you a call,
okay,
all right?
But
I don't have your number.
I'll
can't
call you every day next week.
No. Okay, that's fine. All right, there he is, Weed Man Hippie, out of jail. That's great to hear. I love that guy. He's a character on the show.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's get to the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Here he is, straight from Hollywood, the Coop Dalu.
All right, so I'm going to start off Coop Scoop on entertainment with a little entertainment news, but this is the audio variety. For those of you that are Harry Potter fans, such as myself, all 7 Harry Potter books are going to be recorded as full cast audio productions.
Oh my God. My wife is going to pass out.
All right. Eddie, calm down.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Your wife loves them too, Ben, from what I understand. She's a big Harry Potter head.
Oh yeah?
That's her problem, not my problem.
Oh, Harry Potter is great, Ben. Yeah. I got my wife into this, and so she'll be stoked to hear this.
I'm upset. I didn't fit. I'm too tall for the Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios. I can't fit on. I'm too tall. My legs are too big.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Well, anyway, so this will be a full cast audio production with more than 100 actors, and it will release exclusively on Audible.
Oh, man, I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good idea. All 7 books, that's going
to
be expensive.
She doesn't listen to the show. Yeah.
She doesn't.
Neither
does your wife. Neither.
That's true.
No wives listen to the show.
Yeah.
The new audiobooks are scheduled to premiere in late 2025.
Oh, I got to wait for a while.
Takes that long to... I mean, how long does it take?
I mean, these are
to schedule everyone if they're going to get all the real people.
I could do an audiobook in a month.
That's one person. We're talking hundreds of people.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's going to be like it's not going to be the actors from the movies. It'll be new actors.
Oh. I want you to know, someday I will write a tell-all book. Not that anyone will read it, but I will do the voice on the audio on the book version, the audio version of the book, audio book.
Oh, yeah.
If I could talk, that would help, but yeah.
All right, moving over to theaters. We have a new movie called Challengers coming out this weekend, and you may have seen previews for this. It's got good reviews. It stars Zendaya, and she plays a former tennis prodigy turned coach. And she's married to a champion on a losing streak. And then her husband's redemption takes a surprising turn when he must face off against his former best friend and her former boyfriend. Love triangle stuff, Zendaya, tennis. I'm in.
Oh, the drama.
Yeah. So that one's got a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes so far, and it is out this weekend. Out today. And we also have a new action-adventure fighting bloody movie called Boy Kills World. And this is a revenge story starring Bill Skarsgård. And that is out.
Ben has no idea who that is.
As an actor, Eddie.
Well, I mean, I think that was pretty apparent.
In your face, Garcia.
Can you name anything else that Bill Skarsgård has been in?
Yeah, he was in Sesame Street when I was a kid.
No.
How do you know? Maybe he was.
He wasn't born then.
No. He played.
Well, maybe he was reincarnated. How about that?
He played Pennywise in the new It movies.
But yeah, moving over to television, only one thing of note that I want to mention. For those of you that are fans of the Sonic the Hedgehog movies that have come out, the new they are good movies. Actually.
Oh, Lorena loves that.
Do you?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay.
I can't believe Coop has. Oh god.
Anyway. I mean, you never know with her. a new limited series called Knuckles. Based off the sidekick for
the red one.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, see, she is a fan. That is on Paramount Plus.
I've been
right
to Sonic
now.
The restaurant. I've been there.
Man, the closest Sonic to where I live is like 80 miles away.
Yeah, there's not one really close to where I live, but I like my travels. I've eaten Sonic.
Anyway, that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.